Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Boy, they knew how to keep the homosexuals this season starting right off.
Pedro's ass
in the shower. Pinky.
Naked. Pinky.
What if Pedro whispered in your ear, Pinky, I need to get in there?
Gladly. You can enter me however you want, Pedro.
Yes, y'all. Pedro.
I'm not going to tell you no.
He's a meaty man, isn't he? He's just meaty.
I don't know.
I love that about him.
He's been working very hard on his Muay Thai.
Yes.
Y'all.
I don't like super skinny guys. I know you
thanks
like
for
a
that non sequitur.
I know you like a rocker type with a little eyeliner and like.
I don't like them to be super skinny. I don't want to feel their bones grinding against me.
You just want to feel their bone grinding.
I know. I'm going to feel their
one bone.
Bone.
Singular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we?
Y'all,
anyway, he looks good.
This is the Family Chantel season two.
Season two.
This is when they got a lot more money, someone for makeup, and an actual Steadicam.
And it's filmed way better, I have to say. This is season two, episode one. Like sister, like brother.
It also feels like they're now trying to spend, especially Winter and River are desperately trying to figure out how to be relevant.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, here's the thing.
Now that she broke up with Joe.
Nicole and Lydia never, ever needed to think how to be relevant.
No.
They were born for this.
They were born ready.
They were born for this.
They were.
Y'all, eels got an eel.
If Pedro is doing Muay Thai, what kind of workout is mom doing? Mama Karen.
It looks like Tai Chi.
I thought Tai Bo.
What if she's doing Billy Blank?
Billy Blank. I think Tai Bo.
Is it Billy Blanks or Billy Blank?
I think it's Billy Blanks.
Boy, that's a word from the past.
Again, anyone under the age of 30, probably even 35, has no idea.
I think she is doing Tai Bo.
Did you ever do Tai Bo?
No.
I did.
Why?
We would do it in college. We would all have Tai Bo workout parties.
Sounds real fun.
Well, you know, because singers think they're always going to get in shape, but they're not. They're opera singers.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had time to go to Tai Bo parties. I think I was busy either in rehearsal or grading papers or going to a gay bar.
Yeah. That part. That last part. They said things have been calm.
Mom, Winter's messing up my restroom.
Oh.
Mom.
So clearly she lives there now. Pedro's working at a warehouse, driving around going beep, beep with the thing.
This is,
Chantel's at school.
This is telling you they do have that. They do have this fake montage of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of remind you who these people were, I don't know how anyone can forget. If you watched the first season.
Well, it had been a year since it aired, so.
I guess. But Chantel is, they are reminding us that Chantel actually goes to school and may have, quote, friends, even though we've never seen them.
Paid for. All paid for.
And they're studying in what I said looked like a community center.
It did look like a,
I hope they save it.
Community school or something like that. One big change is we could be royal. The big brother's back, y'all.
Yes.
To the ATL.
And the big other plot point here, y'all, is that...
Are we recording? Just want to make sure. Okay, we are.
Not... I can't do this today. The big thing is Chantel is about to graduate, and for Pedro, that's amazing because he's like, it's so great because when she graduates, we can buy a house, and then I can go to school, and we're going to have the American dream. It's going to think big. So all
big
these
pinky.
Things are happening. He's like, you got to think big. And she goes... But your family needs to not think bad because they're on a smile island. Stop asking for money. And Pedro just goes, ooh.
Also, it is gross that she said small island, small. She gets it from her mother.
It's just like this man has so much joy. And she just is such a wet blanket sometimes.
She is.
It's, I don't know. I think things could have been different for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think he got embittered along
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I think so too. But so Royal's coming back already.
The brother Royal.
They're going to buy a birthday present from Chantel and Pedro. Royal was very much a musician. He moved away. He moved to Texas.
Right.
And he got married. He's coming back. Pedro says, but that all happened. Chantel said that all happened right when Pedro moved to the or came
right.
to the U.S. And so Pedro says, I really haven't interacted with him very much.
Yeah.
I don't know him very much at all. Y'all, this too, I think this is his one and only time on the show, season on the show, right?
I think so.
Because you can, we'll talk about it later, but you can tell he hates this.
Not ready for prime time and does not like being on camera.
And I'm going to argue and say, he is not an active part of this family because he thinks his family are crazy.
That is exactly what I was going to say when you said that Royal, he'd never met Pedro. And I said, and he probably doesn't have, never really met a lot of the family either.
No, I don't think so. He still probably, he didn't even know about yeah. Shockey.
Well, it's this idea that Karen and Thomas like to perpetuate that they always show them with the kids and how we did this with our kids. They're trying to act like the fucking Huxtables.
Yeah.
And y'all,
yeah.
They're not.
They're not.
They're dumb.
They're dumb.
They're dumb, small-minded, ignorant, xenophobic people.
Yeah.
And they birthed Chantel, who's not real smart either.
But she's pretty.
She is.
And that's helped her. So... They go, I'm sure it's fine because they go to the store and Pedro's like, he's like, can we get him this? And he's holding up the little
maracas
that
or
are
shakers.
Three, or shakers
yeah.
that are $3. And Chantel says, you don't have a limit for when you bought things for your family. And like, how much was your sister's phone?
$800.
It's interesting because later on in this episode, Nicole says her boyfriend bought her a phone.
I heard that too.
And I went, is bitch playing her brother?
Oh, I have no doubt she's playing.
Oh, she's trying to get it all.
Pedro has been made to feel that he, out of duty, has to support his sister and mother. They don't give a fuck. They will use him however they can. And in Karen's words, they are usury.
She does say that word.
I've never heard. It's not like usury or usury, which is actually a noun. I think it's like being stealing from people. Let me look that up.
Usury?
Yeah, usury.
Usury. Hey, Siri, what does usury mean?
I think it's usury. Usury.
Oh, it said nursery. So it's not happening over here.
Usury is the practice of making loans that are seen as unfairly enriching the lender. But that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So, like,
but not usury.
Like payday loans.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I didn't know what that word meant, and I'm suspicious that you do. So that actually points against you on that one.
Usury.
You're showing your ass there, Poods. I'm going to say this. We could go on this for a long time. We don't have time. If you are not a musician and you do not have a good, close relationship with someone you are buying a gift for that is a musician, do not buy them an instrument.
I agree with you. Do not buy me any instrument. Musicians buy their own instruments.
The only instrument I will buy for Poodle is a skin flute. And that's it. Because I know he'll get tired of that anyway before he can return it. But you know he returned that guitar they bought. Yeah.
It felt like this was a pawn shop, too.
It did.
It felt like it was one of those used instrument
like
stores.
A fucking Gibson or some guitar like that.
Because it was called the Atlanta Musician Exchange.
Yes.
Also, Chantel says about Anjanette, who is Royal's wife.
From the Philippines.
Yes.
Bring that up because it's important to the plot.
The Philippines have given us so many 90 fiancés.
So many.
I'm going to talk about something that I call the Hazel Principle. I brought it up many times before.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring it up again and to explain what the family Chantel or what Chantel does not understand about its American privilege. And she's steeped in it.
Steeped.
Because she's saying, why would she contact a man? Why would she be fishing for a girlfriend? Because she was. Why would she be fishing for a husband? Because she was. Because she wanted to get out of the fucking Philippines.
She 100% was, yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Royal was a mark.
Right. But for her, I'll talk about it in a minute. Chantel has not talked to Lydia and Nicole, and she's like, and I'm not helping them come because they would have 24-hour access to ruining my life.
She's right.
I still wish they ever got over here because I would love that show.
I don't think they ever do, but.
So Pedro even asks, how many times, are we over there now? I think we're over.
No, they're talking they're talking in the car and Chantel's saying, Royal went over one time to meet her. I think we eventually find out actually he went twice.
But
Pedro came over, Chantel came to the DR 7 times.
And y'all, her parents don't seem to have a problem with Royal doing something. Hint, hint. They think Chantel's stupid and needs to be protected because it's misogyny.
Because the brother says, I just follow whatever my big brother does, my older brother does. He's the lead, like the leader, and I follow his lead.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
How fucked up is that?
It feels like a little bit of like some type of like racism, but then also it feels like you got to remember Pedro was Chantel.
Yes.
Brought there, as mom says, under false pretenses.
Which was Chantel's fault.
Which was, and also I imagine Chantel has a closer relationship with her parent where Royal wants to get the fuck away from them.
Right. So Chantel does say in her only an understatement way she can say, Royal is my older brother, so maybe they feel different about him, but something does feel off about the way Royal was treated and the way I was treated, but I don't want to make trouble.
Put a pin in that, as Poodle says.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
two snakes are slithering on the beach.
Coraima.
Coraima.
I love it that Nicole is a journalism major.
Great. Someone always in search of the truth, let me tell you.
Y'all, we find out that Nicole says, I'm in love.
She
Enamorado.
She is in love.
Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Y'all, this guy's a douche canoe.
So I was going to we see a picture of Alejandro. Poodle, how would you describe him?
Beard. He is.
Of beard? Speak more to that.
Long.
But also that weird, that fade thing everyone does.
Yes. Yes. He also, y'all, Alejandro enters a room. His cologne leaves an hour later.
Hour later. Yeah. And his.
If that.
He gets his eyebrows threaded weekly.
Yes. Eyebrow grooming is absurd. They're
very sharp.
Yeah.
Very sharp. His hair has lots of gel in it.
Every picture is him doing duck lips.
And his eyebrows. He does duck and like this kind of. I think he thinks his eyebrows when he moves them like makes him look like Gaston, his favorite Disney character.
Y'all, and they've been together for a month.
She's in love and wants to move to New York.
He gives me shoes, a phone, and that's the way he shows his love. Ooh. He's the most amazing man. He's Dominican, but he lives in New York, and she wants to live with him there. I'm sure it's not the fact that he lives in New York. I'm sure.
Oh, God, I love it when terrible, monstrous people who take advantage of other people and manipulate them are being manipulated by other people.
Isn't it great?
It's great.
So later on, she says, I do have a secret that no one knows about Alejandro.
We don't find out this episode.
No. Meanwhile, over at Chateau Dum Dum.
Chateau
Dum Dum. Chateau Dum
Dum. Winter's like, I sure did feel more at home when I lived with Jaw. And I went, oh well.
I went, oh, that was a storyline.
Yeah. I think he comes back.
Wow.
I think it comes back, yeah.
Royal arrives with his beautiful bride. There are balloons. I tried not to look. And they, Karen says, we have invited Pedro to numerous events, and he did not show, but he's here now. And she says, hola, Pedro.
Oh, I will say, there is, because we haven't talked, I do think the difference, too, is plain old misogyny sexism.
100%.
Because Karen says, when Royal wants to do something, he just does it. Meanwhile, Chantel can't.
Has to ask permission for everything.
Has to ask permission and cannot go and do something.
No. They think of their daughters as precious little princesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even Winter is allowed more than Chantel. Because I think they've always thought Chantel was the pretty one, the one who was maybe they needed to make decisions for.
She has, and I'm telling you this.
And babied.
She has the most potential, quote, to them because she's pretty.
That is so sad,
Winter,
but you're so correct.
And Winter is seen as, using her words, quote, overweight or fat, and they feel like that's going to get her less in life.
That is real, and that is true.
And I bring that up because there's, I've seen other families do it.
Me too.
And it sickens me.
As soon as you said it, I know
just
that you're
more,
right.
More layers to this family of ways they can other people.
Yeah, the family's just rotten. It does feel that
they
way.
They are rotten. That's a good word for it.
So Chantel says, Pedro's feeling like the black sheep because they have basically accepted Anjanette with open arms. And she says, and Karen's like, no, you've already said it was false pretenses.
Yes.
And I said, yes, Chantel's false pretenses. Y'all, I don't want to say this again. Remember, Chantel was the one who said Pedro is on a student visa when it was actually a K-1 visa.
And we realized that her parents would have said no from the beginning.
Yes. Anyway. They always says, well, Royal already loves Anjanette's parents, and they don't actively want to destroy their marriage.
And I went, well, that's actually probably true.
Yeah.
That's actually probably true. Royal is 32. Anjanette, flip those numbers, is 23.
I'm going to say this. 23 and 32.
No. No.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might as well, to me, be 19 and 32, like Luke and Madeleine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It's so young, and she is shy, or it seems maybe a little immature for her age. So they're standing there. Now, he asks worse questions later. But at first, Pedro is just asking a question a lot of people ask, like, that don't know. Hey, how did you meet? And Royal goes, we'll talk about that later. Let's party. And I went,
Did you?
Yeah, right. Suspicious.
Did you also notice how Karen is buttering up Anjanette right in front of him? Just saying, we're so happy to have you. And,
terrible.
And Thomas like, Royal took a bride. We didn't know anything about her. However, Chantel and Pedro met because his mother, Karen says, Chantel and Pedro met because his mother shopped around like a grocery store. None of that usury behavior took place with Royal and Anjanette. No foolishness. You don't know that. You don't fucking know. Did you ask how you met her?
No.
It seems like that was usury, how she solicited him as a Facebook friend request.
As Chantel says, she was admitted that she was messaging other guys when she met Royal.
So.
And Jeanette did.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's, again, looking at, y'all, this is really gross, and usually Poodle says shit like this. It's that where, well, a lot of misogyny is steeped in, is it's looking at women as property.
Yes.
And not people. And yes. Her own parents are looking at her as a property of theirs.
And a swarthy islander stole her from them.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Not someone they chose.
Yeah.
Or someone, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. And they don't really give a shit about Winter because she's fat and no one gives a fuck about her.
That's, yeah.
Yep. Wow, we are laying it out on
and
these
River
fuckers.
River is just fucking high all the time. Yeah. Never going to do anything.
Nope. Nope.
And they know that.
Yep. And be a fledgling music career the whole time.
So all their hopes.
Are on Chantel.
Are on Chantel. Because also, they probably will. They also, when Chantel has a baby, that'll be a big thing for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep waiting.
Great
people.
She's
not settling down anytime soon.
No, good for her.
So later on, Chantel says, when Pedro first came here, he was, when he's talking about Anjanette, Pedro first came, he was sad. Do you miss your family? Because Pedro really missed his family. And she said, yeah, I cry all the time. I want to go back. And the family, Chantel says, well, you are always welcome because you are part of our family now. Winter's like, hey, why don't we go to a girls' night? And Pedro's like, that's interesting.
That's interesting. River and I just fought. Yeah.
He just called me the N-word.
He just called me the N-word and we got into a fight.
So later on, they are going to have a wedding in the Philippines. And Karen says, we are going to Asia.
Please, please, please. He probably is going to say no. But God, I wish this was videotaped. Can you imagine the other way with the family, Chantel?
Duh.
Oh.
So Karen says, listen how she.
Because I'd want to see how, where in the yes. Philippines she's from. Some areas we know are very nice. Some areas are rough, right. Like all countries. I
like,
pray
like where Rose was from.
I pray it's something like Rose and their family has to take in that.
Karen's like, well, they got married at a courthouse and it was in the middle of the week. No one could get there because we were at work. It
tells you something when someone won't take a half a day off to go watch their kid get married at a courthouse.
They didn't know.
I bet you that's
they
right.
Didn't know.
I bet you they didn't
he
know.
He didn't tell them.
I bet you they didn't do it.
He didn't tell them. They just can't. They just, they're so proud they can't say it.
And he did it a week after she got there. And he probably did that because he knew if he waited, his family would give him shit.
Y'all, I have a feeling this is going to be open season on the family Chantel for us, for us. I think we're going to really come for them hard.
I can't wait till the end of the season because I want to know more about Royal. Maybe if this is his, because Sissy Mary, I'm sorry, Mary, colon, Sissy Detective, doesn't do a Where Are They Now because we're waiting for next season. However, if this is the last season Royal's on, can we get a Where Are They Now?
I think we can. So y'all, he says, we met online. She sent me a Facebook request. And after talking to her for a year, I went to the Philippines. And the first time I was there, I proposed. This is a tale as old as time.
Yeah. Yep.
Y'all, this kind of, we know this kind of, if it feels like sex tourism, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pedro's pissed. So does she send money back? Y'all, Royal blinks, go ding, 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 ding.
100% she does.
100%.
He says, kind of lies.
He knows that his parents would freak the fuck out.
Now, is that completely inappropriate for him to ask? 100%.
It is.
You just met him, Pedro. Slow your roll. But as we know with Pedro, I will say this. This is a great way to say it. Pedro has no chill.
No.
Ever.
And
he even says to the family,
Have you met many Dominican people?
No, that's true.
They have zero chill.
Well, he says, you know, he's talking to Thomas and River, and he's like, when you first met me, you wanted to kill me, but you seemed to like him. And that's when River says, well, it's different with my older brother. He takes the lead and I follow.
I went, and his brain is bigger than hers. Yes. Than Chantel's.
Yes.
Because men have bigger brains. Don't you know that? I follow what the men do.
Oh
Chantel needs to be protected like a little princess.
Like a little princess. Ugh.
So Pedro's there in the car. He's like,
Pedro and Chantel, yeah.
Your family has a double standard. You don't say.
And he's like, she tried to find him. That's yep. what I think. She messaged Y'all, him, and Chantel said, sounds like she was fishing for an American. And she kind of opened her mouth like her mom when she said American.
And y'all, that's why they're going to invite Anjanette to the girls' night. Then Pedro talks about...
He
loved American food. Pedro's in the moments are...
He's funny.
He's so funny, and he's full of joy, and it makes... It makes
it's the
makes
only time the show. He's happy when he's alone. Yeah.
So, and he's like, Chantel loves how I look right now. He's talking to Nicole and Lydia because they call, and he's like, I'm all muscle. And he tells them about Royal. And Nicole fairly says, that's hypocritical. And she's like, was she investigated like we were? And of course, Lydia follows up with, they have mental problems.
Yes. Facts.
I love it when she says that.
Facts. Now, and Pedro, he starts talking about he wants to meet her boyfriend. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. I am much more interested in this storyline than I ever was in Jaw.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's like, what about your novio? I want to know about your novio.
Novio.
And he said, the only thing I know is he lives in New York City.
And Nicole gets off the phone real quick with her mom there.
Yeah. Now, Chantel, and they're in the moment, she says, I don't know. I've never met any of Nicole's clients.
Pedro, you can tell in that moment it gets furious. And tells her. He says, you need to watch your mouth sometimes.
She just called...
prostitute.
She called her sister a sex worker.
No, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And anyway, Chantel says...
And she acts like, what? I mean, I just haven't met any of her boyfriends. That's it.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, Lydia thinks she could find someone better, and later on, and the last thing we hear from Pedro is, I have cramp!
I do.
I'd work out that hamstring. What?
Get it done before I see you tomorrow. Maybe. All right. It's girls' night out, letting it all hang out. We're going to give her a Long Island iced tea and get her real drunk. Y'all, this bitch gets so fucking wasted.
Okay.
This was great.
I don't know if this was intentional or not, but don't give someone who says, I've never had liquor before.
It was intentional.
Exactly. And this is just girls being girls. And they're going to the club, and we find out, Chantel finds out that Royal has told Anjanette not to drink a lot and also be wary about going out, but he's letting me go out with you because you're my sister, because yes. You're his sister.
And which, yeah, we'll find out, but I think why he got off the show, it's weird. A part of me feels that Royal's actually scarier than the rest of his family.
Me too. I also think that they're going to find out the more time she spends with Chantel and the rest of the family alone is time that she can reveal what happened in their relationship.
Because, you know, the family Chantel is harmless, and they're harmless because they're dumb.
Yeah.
Royal doesn't seem dumb.
I kind of agree with you.
And that makes
Royal feels weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, she's like, it's really loud in here. They're at the club. And
but even on the way there, he texted her already, do you want me to come get you?
And so she's had a long Island iced tea.
Why does he want you to go out with me? We're fine.
And y'all, this is, remember those after school specials when a girl just has one drink and she's already stumbling?
Just sloshed.
This is real.
This is actually happening.
This isn't like Helen Hunt on LSD. No. Mm-hmm. This is the girl who has a Long Island iced tea who's never had one before.
Uh-huh.
Schnockered after one.
Yeah.
Like she's beeping and she's weaving and bobbing.
Yes.
And she's kind of like dancing and Anyway, and Chantel's like, this isn't her first time at the rodeo, which sucks. Because to me now, it feels like Chantel is profiling her as a Filipino woman.
Chantel only brought her out to find out information on her, to get her drunk so she would spill.
They're so
that
awful.
Is 100%. Chantel doesn't give a fucking shit about her. Right. She didn't care about Jaw either. She just wants drama for this show. Yep. And so it gets the heat off her.
So y'all, of course, Royal shows up and she's like, and in drunk, what I call drunk cheerleader voice, she screams, what are you doing here? We're just trying to have a good time. I want to go back and have a good time.
And they're standing outside. Royal's holding Anjanette. Anjanette's falling asleep.
Yes.
In the cold, just kind of like shivering.
And Chantel mentions to someone, or maybe it's in the moment, she says, there's something that Royal told me that she was, quote, romantically messaging other guys that were also in America.
She said, in the moment.
Let me go back to the Hazel principle. If you remember, Hazel is Tariq's wife. Mm-hmm. You will know that Hazel never looked happy in any scene with Tariq,
mm-hmm.
because Hazel wanted a better life for her son. She did what a lot of people, when a young woman usually is trying to go to from a less prosperous country, in this case the Philippines, to a more prosperous country, in this case the U.S. She's choosing her options,
mm-hmm.
and so she finds one man who treats her well and will have a good life for her family. She can send back money. And that's because where she is now isn't great. Mm-hmm. It's the Hazel principle. You're not trying to find true love.
No, it's transactional.
It's transactional, but in a way, not. It's transactional, but it's not morally wrong.
No.
Right. So that's the difference here. The Americans see this as morally corrupt. You're tricking someone into marrying them.
I don't think it's about what Miss Karen said. I don't think it's false pretenses for Royal.
No.
He knows this is a marriage of maybe love, but also.
I don't think he's ever thought that far. I don't think many people have ever been interested in
maybe.
Royal.
Well.
So, but the conceit of fairy tales for people like Anjanette or Hazel, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
So the Hazel principle means for true love, things are made up.
Yeah.
You're trying to find a better life for you can send money back. And so if the person's kind to you and nice to you, great. Find someone nice who can kind of care of you, who can take care of you. It's not always about trickery.
That sounds not that gross. Let me get you back there.
Okay.
Because they show the camera in the car with Royal and Anjanette driving home.
Yeah, then it's gross.
And then suddenly, Anjanette's like, I just had a drink. It's so strong. And Royal goes into this mansplaining lecture that she needs to conduct herself like a classy woman. Classy, like a classy married woman. And I love that she says, do you think your sister's classy? And he goes, no. But gross.
You're a married individual. You need to carry yourself that way. And then at one point she just goes, and she yawns a gigantic yawn. And
he's like, did you have a good time? She goes, yeah, stop asking me.
Yeah. So y'all, this is the first of many episodes, I think, about Royal and Anjanette. Hopefully.
Yeah, they're going to get off this show soon.
But I think it's interesting. What we're being treated to is much more of the family Chantel's hypocritical nature.
Yeah.
This was perfect.
It you couldn't have written it better.
I agree.
All right, everybody. That's the beginning of season
two
of the Family Chantel. So how do we
remember?
Oh,
we're signing off.
This
saying,
is Reality Gaze.
Signing
reminding
off,
you.
Reminding you, don't be stupid Americans.